You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. We're now joined by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. So good to have you on, Drew. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you. I hope everyone's having a good day.
I have been having a good day, although it looks like the past couple of days, we'll have some relief, and then we're going to get warm again next week.
Absolutely. Definitely rain will be coming across the western Corn Belt and into the central areas on a northwest flow pattern here for the next four or five days, I guess. We'll be seeing two or three little disturbances coming from the Dakotas into the heart of the Midwest, and there will be some very heavy rainfall in several counties scattered across that region. They're going to be random occurrences, so it's going to be very, very difficult to try to pinpoint who's going to get the 2 and 3 inch amounts of rain, but they are going to occur. I would say some areas in Missouri are favored for tonight and early tomorrow. We'll probably see some spots in Nebraska and Iowa maybe the next night. And as we get towards the end of the week, we'll probably get something going in South Dakota and parts of Minnesota headed towards Illinois. And I do think Illinois will certainly have its opportunity for a little bit of rainfall from each of these events, although it's probably not going to be very evenly distributed across the state. Now, once we get to the first part of next week, of course, that's when that ridge starts to develop rather aggressively, and it will be a noted event, most definitely. Now, we will have all this moisture feeding back into the atmosphere as the ground gets heated up. It's going to evaporate that moisture, so it's going to get very humid. I'm almost more concerned about our livestock across the Midwest than I am for the crops, just simply because the relative humidity is going to be so high and the temperatures will eventually get pretty high as well, especially in the western Corn Belt. Those afternoon temperatures in the west will probably get up well into the 90s and over 100 degrees between the Mississippi and Missouri rivers, and probably near 100 at the Missouri River and points westward above 100 during the hottest days, which will be probably in the middle of next week through all of the following weekend, getting us out to about the 26th of August. So a lot of interesting weather coming up. The easternmost Midwest won't be quite so hot, and they're not going to get quite as much precipitation before the ridge kicks in. So places like Ohio and northeastern Indiana, parts of Michigan, they're already a little dry, may actually get drier quicker than some of these areas in the western Corn Belt where it'll be so much hotter.
So you're talking about triple-digit heat in more than 50% of the primary corn-producing counties in the United States.
I do think that'll be the case. It'll last for about a week to maybe as much as 10 days. But I think as we get towards the latter part of that period, we'll start seeing the ridge shift further to the west, and the opportunities for relief will begin to evolve. Now, while the ridge is so strong, I mean, everyone's focus is going to be on the ridge for a while, but when you get a chance and you're looking at radar for the country, notice while the ridge is over the heart of the Midwest that there will be a significant influx of tropical moisture coming up from Mexico through the Rocky Mountains and into the northern plains on the backside of this high-pressure ridge. That should set the stage for our potential for some relief coming up in August, because that moisture will come across the northern plains. The ridge will shift a little bit back to the west, weaken somewhat, so the top of the ridge is not so strong, and the disturbances will start coming across the northern plains into the northern and eastern Midwest, offering some relief periodically to those areas. But the southwest part of the Corn Belt will probably still be under the influence of the ridge through a fairly large part of that period of time, staying the hottest and driest part of the Corn Belt.
So as I visualize it, it must be a clockwise spin, comes up across and runs clockwise across the top and then drops into the areas that will get it from the northwest. Is that right?
That would be correct, yes. The Dakotas into Michigan, parts of Ohio, Indiana. And again, this will be late in the second week of the forecast that will actually start to occur. So we'll have a week to 10 days here where it'll be pretty hot and muggy, and steady rates of drying occurring across the heart of the region.
Drew, it's always good to talk with you.
Well, thank you very much, and have a good afternoon.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.